Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, February the 13th. And we'll talk about higher education in Wisconsin this hour, how the state might increase the number of people holding bachelor's degrees, and how the two-year UW campuses around the state might be able to help do that. Our guest is the Chancellor of UW Colleges and UW Extension, David Wilson. In a speech before faculty, staff, regents, politicians, and others last week, Chancellor David Wilson said he wants UW Extension and the UW Colleges to be the institutions that provide maximum access to higher education, maximum access to the citizens of Wisconsin, including having the two-year campuses, some of them anyway, offer four-year bachelor degrees in certain circumstances. We'll talk about this idea. We'll talk about his vision, what this means to you and your children, what it might mean for Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television, for that matter, as Chancellor Wilson oversees Wisconsin Public Broadcasting, which is a service of the UW Extension. The number to join in with your thoughts and questions, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. You can also send your question via email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name or your community with your email. Well, let me welcome our guest. David Wilson is the Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin Colleges and UW Extension. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
I believe you're joining me from out of state, so you're missing this latest snowstorm.
Yes, I am. I'm joining you from Washington, D.C. I'm here at a conference, and believe it or not, I think a snowstorm is expected here later on this afternoon.
Well, good luck. We are. You've been chancellor now of UW Colleges and UW Extension for, what, just over 9 months now?
Just over 9 months, yes.
Yeah, and you were on this program soon after you arrived, talking about what you hope to do. And one of the things you hope to do was travel all over the state and, you know, go to all the counties and visit all the campuses and the extension services you oversee. Have you been able to do that?
My goal coming in, of course, was to visit all 72 of our counties, the three tribal nations where we also have a presence, and, of course, all 13 of our campuses within the first 18 months. As you indicated, I'm 9 months into my tenure as chancellor, and I have visited half of the counties, about 35 or so of the counties, 12 of the 13 campuses, and have made one visit to Lacoute Array in northern Wisconsin, where we have a presence in that area of the state. So I'm halfway there on the county side, but almost completely there on the side of the colleges.
Yeah, you'd practically have to be traveling every single day in order to have visited all of those places in the time you've been here. But tell us about this vision speech that you had last week. Where did this come from?
Address was the culmination of basically those travels. My visits with scores of individuals around the state, a number of thought leaders in the various counties where I visited, conversations with our students, conversations with the parents of those students who are on our campuses, for example, many of our stakeholders. Then we had a very, very formal process in addition to my extracting data from these visits that I was making around the state. The formal process, for example, included 14 listening sessions or focus group conversations around various themes around the state. So, for example, we had two focus group conversations in the area of economic development, two in the area of K-12 education, two in the area of health and the environment, agriculture and natural resources, serving diverse audiences. And so we had a very formal process going on in addition to this informal process that I was engaged in as I traveled around the state.
Yeah.
In addition to that, Joy, we held an equal number of internal listening sessions. I also wanted to find out what our faculty and staff and students and others internal to our institutions thought about the way forward and what they saw as some of the things we do uncommonly well, and then how we might actually build on those things as we go into the future.
Well, the headline from that speech was that you would like to see the two-year UW campuses, the UW colleges, perhaps being able to offer four-year bachelor's degrees. Is that right?
Well, let me explain that a little bit more, because I certainly would want our listeners to be very, very clear about our direction in this area. What we heard in a number of settings, of course, was that students come to our campuses for a variety of reasons, but we attract students to the colleges because, number one, there's an issue of cost, and they don't want to absorb the initial cost of going away from home to an institution where they will have to stay on campus for a couple of years. And so the affordability piece is very important. But then there is another piece there, and that's the flexibility piece. And what we heard there was that many of our adult students who are what we call in the higher education world perhaps place-bound students, in that they have family responsibilities, job responsibilities, and they can't easily uproot themselves and move away to acquire an associate or a bachelor's degree. And what we heard from that audience is that we needed to look at bringing to our campuses degrees from the comprehensive institutions, for the most part, where they could still maintain their job and still maintain their family life and be able to complete a BS degree. And so going forward, I certainly would like to build on the number of BS programs that we have on our campuses right now. We are currently offering, I think, about 45 to 50 BS programs on the 13 campuses across the state already, mm-hmm. and those programs are being offered in collaboration with the comprehensive universities, with the UW-Milwaukee's and the UW-Oshkosh's and the UW-Green Bay's within the state. The commission that we put in place about 5 months ago to give me advice still on how we could build on our campuses came forward with a recommendation, and that recommendation was that, number one, as I've said, we continue to build on those collaborative efforts we have with the comprehensive universities. And in cases where the comprehensive university might not be in a position to bring that bachelor's degree to our campus, and there is a demonstrated need mm-hmm. on the part of that local community for that degree, then the commission recommended that I seek approval from Assistant President Rowley and the Board of Regents then to offer what they call restricted baccalaureate degree authority on the part of the UW colleges.
Got it. I'm going to hold you there just for a moment, Chancellor Wilson, as we check our weather forecast. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up this afternoon, Ben Marin's with you between 4 and 6 for At Issue with Ben Marin's. Then at 7 o'clock tonight, tune in for live coverage of Governor Doyle's budget address. Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson and Wisconsin Public Television's Frederica Freiberg will co-anchor our live coverage starting at 7 o'clock tonight. You can hear it here on the Ideas Network or watch it on Wisconsin Public Television. And then all morning long, tomorrow morning between 6 and 9, we'll talk with a variety of different guests about what Governor Doyle is proposing with the next state budget and what that might mean to you. We'll talk with lawmakers and advocates and analysts about the state budget tomorrow morning here on the Ideas Network. Right now, we're talking about higher education in Wisconsin, and in particular, the vision of Chancellor David Wilson for the two-year colleges in Wisconsin and UW Extension. He shared that vision with staff and regents and others last week. He says he wants UW Extension and UW colleges to be the institutions that provide maximum access to the courses, undergraduate degrees, knowledge, and resources of the UW for Wisconsin citizens. wants to remove the barriers to higher education for the citizens of Wisconsin. And we're talking about what that means and answering your questions. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. You just heard Chancellor Wilson say that he would like two-year campuses to be able to offer more bachelor's degrees in certain circumstances. What do you think of that idea? What questions do you have about that? There are some, Chancellor Wilson, some who are saying that this is going to result in a turf war with technical colleges and other four-year institutions. You don't see it that way.
No, I really don't. I don't see this as a turf war at all. Since I've been in Wisconsin, I have learned a great deal about, number one, our technical college system. It is an impressive system, one of the best of its kind in the nation, just as the UW colleges, in my view, as an institution, is perhaps the best of its kind in the nation in terms of the liberal arts foundation upon which our institution is erected. And so from day one, I've been talking about collaboration and the importance of collaboration in the state, because I think that is the most efficient and effective use of the parsimonious resources we have in the state. And well before my arrival in the state, we had a number of examples across the state where the UW colleges and the Wisconsin Technical College system were collaborating on what we call 1+1 programming, Joy, mm-hmm. You know, where we take our liberal arts courses to the technical college and serve the needs of the students in the technical colleges. And that kind of collaboration has really, really gone very, very well. Looking into the future, I'm basically calling for more collaborative efforts like that, where if we have situations where we have a UW college and a technical college, and the technical college is seeing a need on the part of its students for a stronger liberal arts foundation, then why not just strengthen that collaborative relationship that we've had in place for years? And we're more than anxious, if you will, to take our programming to the campuses of the technical colleges.
Yeah, you say one thing that you need to do, or we need to do, is to, get the word out, because you say that the UW colleges, and I think UW Extension too, have to shed the label of being the state's best kept secret.
Yes.
Yeah, and why do you say that?
Coming into the state, there is no doubt, when you look from the outside into Wisconsin, that these two statewide institutions in the UW system are just the leaders in higher education in the United States at what they do. Going around the state, those audiences that have taken advantage of our courses, have been to our campuses, have taken advantage of the research-based information in UW Extension, have listened to Wisconsin Public Radio, Wisconsin Public Television, they really understand what we are and what we do. But too many individuals around the state are not as aware of the centrality of these two institutions to the future economic strength of the state, to allowing the state to be more innovative and more competitive, to bring higher-paying jobs to the state, to lead to higher levels of education in the state. And so we just need to take every opportunity we get to say to the state, which is what I'm doing this morning, hopefully, mm-hmm. That you really have in the UW colleges and UW Extension just absolute jewels. These are, in I guess the sort of southeastern vernacular, grassroots institutions, who are there to provide access to basically every higher education resource that one could possibly want from their UW system. And we do it in an impressive fashion. And certainly as I go around the state continuously, I will be spreading the word about the value of the UW colleges and UW Extension.
Yeah. We have a number of callers, but let me touch base on your vision for public broadcasting. You think that Wisconsin Public Television and Wisconsin Public Radio can also be working toward this this goal of, access to higher education for the citizens of Wisconsin?
As we traveled around the state, the positive feedback we got from listeners to Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television was quite impressive. And there is a groundswell of support across the state for the quality programming that we offer on both of our on-air networks. And the message we got going forward was just simply to preserve that, to build on that, and to support the efforts coming out of Wisconsin Public Television and Wisconsin Public Radio to provide greater access. And in that connection, I indicated last week that there is some work being looked at within what I guess we call there the Broadcasting and Media Innovation Division around data casting, or how you can basically take programming and put it in an on-air format and make it available to high school students and to others in a very educational way. And that has reached me as in the chancellor's office, and is something that I'm supporting coming out of the division.
Let me take some calls before we have to check news again. Aaron in Franklin, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yesterday I had listened to two Wisconsin senators debate some of the issues that are going on with, I believe there's a policy based upon race admission, the UW system, and I know that you're talking about trying to provide more access to the UW Extension systems. Is this something that you feel would be affecting trying to provide more access to all these UW systems and extension programs? And do you think or feel that that could be destructive?
Well, Aaron, first of all, thank you for your question. As the regents actually debated the new UW system admissions policy, we all, the chancellors, that is, looked at what we were currently doing in our operations. And for the most part, what happened Thursday or Friday would mean nothing in terms of, it is not going to in any way change how we have reviewed applications of students applying to our institutions. In the case of the UW colleges, and I say UW colleges because within the UW Extension side, other than online, we don't have classroom students per se. But we have always, within the UW colleges, reviewed applications comprehensively. And what the Board of Regents did on Friday will not in any way affect us at all. And my understanding is that it will have no effect on the other campuses as well.
Yeah, because what the UW Regents approved was that non-academic factors could be or would be considered in the admissions policy, and has been going on all along.
That is correct, yes. Yeah. That has a long, long history within the UW. And the campuses have been reviewing those non-academic factors for decades.
We're going to hold it here. Check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. And then more questions for David Wilson, who is the chancellor of the University of Wisconsin Colleges and the University of Wisconsin Extension. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Talking about the future of the two-year campuses and UW Extension, which includes Wisconsin Public Broadcasting. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Tuesday, February the 13th. We are talking with Chancellor David Wilson. He is the chancellor of the UW Colleges and UW Extension. And we are welcoming your thoughts and questions for him as we talk about the future of both institutions. Chancellor Wilson shared his vision for the future of the two-year campuses and UW Extension in the state in a speech to staff and regents and politicians and others last week. He said that the shared vision is that UW Extension and UW Colleges should be the institutions that provide maximum access to the courses, undergraduate degrees, knowledge, and resources of the UW for all Wisconsin citizens. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. And our lines are full for the moment. Let me take some more calls. Dan in Spooner is next. Hi, Dan. You're on the air.
Good morning. Good show. I am a human resources director for a manufacturing company, and I agree that education is power in today's economy. It's required for almost any jobs we have today, post-secondary education. So I commend you for encouraging more of that. What I would like, though, is the UW system to really take a closer look at 2+2 programs between the technical colleges and universities. We have really great people that come out of the technical colleges, do magnificent jobs in the workplace, and grow in their careers. And when they go back for their four-year degree, it's a huge barrier because of the number of credits they're required to take. Even if there's credit transfer, they say, sure, we'll give you credit for all your technical college, but take another 110 credits and we'll give you a bachelor's degree. I wish they would just bust two program where you could take 2 year junior-level classes.
Yeah, Dan, I'm sorry, we're losing you on your cell phone, but you know where he's going, Chancellor Wilson?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. The state of Wisconsin does not have community colleges. Other states do, and as a result of the state of Wisconsin not having community colleges, many of the technical colleges, for example, provide technical degrees and technical courses to enable graduates to come out and, for the most part, get jobs. The UW colleges or the institutions that provide the liberal arts degree, the liberal arts courses to enable individuals to transfer on to four-year institutions, recognizing, though, that the needs of the business community across the state those needs are changing. We are seeing a number of what we call 1+1+2 programs. You know, where in areas where we have a UW college, you know, we will certainly have that 1+1 agreement that I spoke about earlier, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
But then there would be a +2 arrangement as well, where these young people can take the technical courses at the technical college, take the liberal arts courses from a UW college, and then transfer on to a Superior or a Green Bay or an Oshkosh and get their BS degree in seamless fashion.
Thanks, Dan, for the call. Bob in Whitewater is with us now. Hi, Bob.
Hello. I applaud Chancellor Wilson's diligence to keep the system good and going. I'm a product of Madison Area Technical College and UW-Whitewater, and I'm an older person that went back to college. And one of the things is the gray area between getting out of college and then actually finding a job. Now, what's happened to me is, and this has been going on for about a year, is I'm actually languishing in a job that's worse than the job I had before, that I had to give up before I went back to college. Now, that's a problem in this state that no one wants to talk about. And there has been some discussion recently that we lose a lot of graduates. We're a farm team for the rest of the country. We have to send our graduates out of here because there's nowhere for them to work once they graduate. Plus the fact that I think there's still a lot of prejudice against older people that are trying to find work. And of course, we're all told that that's not a situation anymore, and I know firsthand that that's not true, that it is indeed a fact because I've lived it. So I don't know if that's anything that the chancellor wants to deal with, but it certainly is a reality for me, and I'm not going to crawl off and pretend that it's not happening.
Mm-hmm. Do you think Wisconsin's a farm team for the rest of the country, Chancellor Wilson?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't look at it that way. We are able to retain, I think the last figure I looked at, somewhere between 70% and 80% of the graduates that actually come through our campuses. And I think, you know, the state is in a very, very good position to say to the nation, actually, that, you know, it is moving more and more toward this knowledge-based economy that we all know the future of the world will rest on. The UW Growth Agenda, which is the agenda that System President Riley has put on the table, is meant to increase the number of individuals in the state with baccalaureate degrees, primarily over the age of 25, because we are certainly lagging behind our neighbors, our Midwestern neighbors in this area. And for those states that actually invest heavily in their adult students in particular, there's a tremendous return on that investment, if you will. Joy, I serve on a number of national boards, and one of those boards is an organization called UCEA, the University Continuing Education Association out of Washington. And we look at what happens when states really invest in the adult population. In the case of Bob from Whitewater, what really happens is that when those adults come through our campuses and get our degrees, they tend to stay in the state and stay in the area where they graduated. So we're hopeful that down the line we'll see more job opportunities actually make their way into the state, because those firms will know that when they come to Wisconsin, they're going to get added value to whatever innovative product they're producing.
Do you, Chancellor Wilson, have something to say about what's stopping, what are the barriers to higher education that is causing Wisconsin to have fewer adults with baccalaureate degrees?
Well, one of the barriers is right now an internal one, and we're hopeful, actually, that we'll be able to correct this barrier if tonight the governor actually includes some funding for what we call the Adult Student Initiative in our budget. Mm-hmm. This internal barrier is the way we offer our courses. And we are typically offering courses, for example, on a 15-week semester format, you know, where the course actually would start at 8 o'clock on September the 5th, and then you have to stay in the course until January 5th of the following year. For many working adults, we have to be much more flexible in the way we offer courses. Mm-hmm. We have to look at offering courses, for example, over a 6-week period or over an 8-week period, or offering weekend courses, or offering courses that will enable individuals who are working full-time and who have family responsibilities to enroll when they can and to complete the course when they complete the requirement. But our systems are not aligned right now with that kind of thinking, and so we would seriously need to tweak our systems and our structures in order to get there.
Let's go to Paul in Waukesha. Hi, Paul.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning, Paul.
I'm calling in reference to the transformation of the UW-Waukesha campus and whether it will become a university center or combine in some way with UWM. When might we hear about the results of the study, and you know, and what's going to happen next?
Well, let me just kind of take off on a couple of words that you used there, the university center concept. As System President Riley indicated last week, and then he's indicated on several occasions before, we really currently have in place across the state a number of university centers, if you will. Early in the program, I spoke about the number of BS degrees that we are bringing to our campuses via the comprehensive institutions. Well, in a lot of ways, that's a university center model. And we have a similar model even now at Waukesha, where we are bringing to Waukesha BS degrees from a number of institutions within the system. From, you know, UWM is offering degrees there, UW-Whitewater, and we are currently in discussion with UW-Platteville also about offering some courses and degrees there. In terms of the report that you referenced, we anticipate getting that report to the president in the coming weeks.
We're going to check our weather forecast one more time, and then more questions for David Wilson, Chancellor of UW Colleges and UW Extension. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Hope you stay tuned. Coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to hold an open line, but not for program suggestions. We're going to hold an open line to hear from you on the resolution that the House of Representatives begins debating today that opposes the troop surge in Iraq. So we'll wonder what you want your Congress person to do with that resolution coming up after 8. We're talking about the future of higher education in Wisconsin and the role that Wisconsin's two-year colleges and UW Extension will play in that future. We are talking with the Chancellor of UW Colleges and UW Extension, David Wilson. And you can, too, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. The chancellor says that he would like to expand on the mission of the two institutions and maximize access to higher education to the citizens of Wisconsin. And our next caller is Tom in Beloit. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, and thanks for taking my call. Chancellor, I'm a former university professor in Iowa and North Dakota, and my question relates to aeronautics. Aeronautics is kind of a hybrid between technical colleges and four-year colleges, and something that concerns me is every year I see hundreds of kids leave the state to go to University of North Dakota, Southern Illinois, University of Dubuque, because they have four-year programs. Have you ever considered aerospace as an option for majors to tie in your two-year to the four-year program? Because it's actually a moneymaker. If it's done right, it's not a cost. Have you ever considered that?
Tom, thanks for calling. No, this is an area that I personally have not considered. I can't say whether deans on our campuses, faculty across the system have not considered this as a possible program option. But it's not something that has come up in the last year or so as we've had conversations around the state. That does not mean that the idea is not a good idea and is not an idea in which we perhaps should take a closer look at.
Yeah. Chancellor Wilson, what about the affordability of Wisconsin's two-year campuses?
One of the things that has really made our UW colleges attractive in the past has, of course, been affordability. We have traditionally been the lowest cost institution within the UW system. We still are, but that gap is one that is not as wide as it once was. This is a real serious concern for me. As you know, we look down the road, we really have to look at more creative ways of making our campuses even more affordable. And I am certainly committed to having discussions with President Rowley and with the regents about how we might actually begin to look at this question.
And forgive me,
to increase our tuition in the colleges in the way that we've done in the past, because the average person who is coming to our campuses, the average family is making about $50,000 a year, and we just simply have to keep that gateway open for them going forward.
I apologize for speaking over you, but that's what I was going to get at, as I thought I read here that you were going to try to do whatever possible to hold tuition increases down and maybe even see if the UW colleges, the two-year campuses, could be exempt from you know, tuition increases.
That's an idea that we have on the table.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue to explore that. We'll just have to look at what that all means, but certainly that's an idea that I have on the table, and I am going to move forward to begin to discuss what this all means if we try and, in the next couple of years or so, hold students who come to the UW colleges harmless in terms of tuition increases.
Now we'll go to Bob in Waukesha. Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Chancellor.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Speaking of dollars, I want to tell you that you folks saved my family a bunch of money. I had I've got three children who went to the college in Waukesha, at UW Waukesha, and they got the associate degree there, but they were able to live at home, and that saved us a lot of money. So they didn't have to go to Madison or Milwaukee and spend a lot of money in housing down there. They had small classes, and they could see their professors anytime they wanted. But the most important thing was that associate degree. With that associate degree, they were able to transfer any place in the system that they wanted to without losing any credits. So I had one that went to Eau Claire, one that went to Whitewater, and one that went to Madison, and they were able to get that degree in 4 years, but they 2 years they saved money at home. So my question is, are you going to continue to offer that associate degree?
Oh, absolutely. Our associate degree is not in question at all. That is our bread and butter. That is really what we are all about, and you have just been an incredible spokesperson for what we do on our campuses. You know, we allow young people like, you know, your children to come to places like UW-Waukesha and get a first-rate education. 80% of our professors have their doctorates from some of the leading institutions in the country, and they come to our campuses with a commitment to teaching, to nurturing young people in small classes, small environments, and then your children can stay at home for 2 years and save money. So that degree is not in question. We will continue to put our arms around the associate degree in liberal arts because that is the gateway to the baccalaureate degree and eventually the gateway to professional education or wherever else young people want to go.
Thank you very much, Bob, for the call. Did I also see, though, that while most people presumably would stay at home to go to a UW college, a two-year college, that maybe in some cases you might want to put dorms up at some of the two-year colleges?
That was a recommendation that also came from the Commission on Enhancing the Mission of the Colleges. I am pulling together a small group to explore that in greater detail to see if that is a viable option for us, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
And the commission actually made this recommendation, I think, with two views in mind. One was that we certainly want to provide opportunities for our campuses to become more diverse. And as we do that, if we wanted to attract a more diverse population into some of our areas, it's very, very difficult for those students then to come into those areas and not have a place to live. And so I think the commission were saying that perhaps residentialism would promote a little bit more diversity on our campuses, number one. And then number two, as some of our institutions within the UW system actually become a bit more selective, if you will, that there may be an opportunity then for students who, just because of space limitations or not necessarily getting into their first choice, to come to our campuses and get the same quality of education at the first 2 years as they would get at those other campuses. But then that is limited, for example, if there are currently or no spaces for those students to live as well.
Thanks to Bob in Waukesha. Now Bob in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
You know, I really don't agree that we have technical colleges in Wisconsin. I really think they're community colleges. You've got 15 community colleges and about, I think, 12 UW centers. In some cases, they're right across the street from each other, and the taxpayer's paying for both systems. For example, what's the difference between taking English 1 or Sociology 1 in Cleveland, Wisconsin, at the community college, or Sheboygan, Manitowoc, which is the same area, at the UW Center? We're paying for two systems, and we could close a lot of UW centers and let the community colleges do all that work and not have to pay for that system. That's my comment.
And your reaction, Chancellor Wilson?
Wisconsin does not have community colleges. There are three technical colleges in the state, MATC in Milwaukee, MATC in Madison, and Nicolet, that have been given liberal arts degree authority, primarily because there is no UW college within the immediate area. And one might argue that because of the various curricula that is in place there, those three perhaps would come closest to what we call a community college. But the other campuses, for the most part, because many of them are located in proximity to the UW colleges, are campuses that have as their mission, I understand, technical instruction. And so that's why I'm promoting collaborative efforts between the UW colleges and the technical colleges that would not, Bob, duplicate services, that would not draw on very on an infinite pot of resources that we have in the state disproportionately. So I'm promoting greater collaboration between the UW colleges and the technical colleges and not duplication of programming.
One more call. Sue and Beloit, we're almost out of time.
I will make it quick. I really support the idea of maximum access, and I'm just kind of curious if I follow the budget issues, too, for the UW, but if a person wanted to support the local campus of their choice, for example, if I write a check to the UW Foundation, does that trickle down to you, or how does that work?
We have only 30 seconds, Chancellor
Okay,
Wilson.
If you wrote a check to support the local campus, you could write that to the local campus foundation. And so if it's UW-Rock, UW-Rock has a foundation, and you can write that check to UW-Rock, and it will support that campus.
Well, I guess that's a nice place to leave it. Chancellor Wilson, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Joy.
David Wilson, Chancellor of UW Colleges and UW Extension. The UW Colleges, Wisconsin's 13 two-year campuses, and UW Extension, which is a service, is the partner, I should say, the parent of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. I'll get it right. Thanks to Karen Prager for producing this hour. Thank you for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.